So Sally, how did you get involved with ABCD?
Well, it all started about last summer, actually. Janine and Jenny came in to the youth club one day into Tynebridge and just said to us where they were from and what sort of things that they were doing, and it was about getting the community and together and to bring volunteers in that want to work on particular projects, and said, was there any projects and or ideas that we felt that was missing within the community? Anyway, there was lots of young people here that day, so we got lots of young people together to talk to Janine and Jenny and sort of like just share interests in what they had, what things they liked doing. And then as a result from that, young people were coming up with ideas, saying things that they felt that was missing in, you know, in the community. And one idea came up that there were some young people saying that they felt that the older people don't like them. They felt that they were not respected by the older members of the community. And so we sort of talked about ideas of how they would be able to solve that as a problem. And some of the kids said, well, maybe if we had a club where the older people can come into our club and they can have a look around, or, you know, they can see what things we do. Maybe we could do activities together and stuff, you know, maybe work on a computer and things like that. Do arts and crafts and card making and things. And so, it sort of all started off from there. We came up with the idea to do the Energetic and Wise project. You've probably spoken to a couple of them about that. But, and that's taken on immensely. It's just literally the whole project's just gone so well. We've just managed to get so many, between 20 and 25 elderly people coming in and mixing in with, like, you know, equally numbers of young people, and they've just got on and taken part in different activities and stuff like that, teaching one another how to use the computer or just to play games and learning about New Addington, history of New Addington and stuff like that, and going back to what it was like in the olden days, brought in lots of old utensils, what they might use to, you know, make things in the kitchen, like the old tea strainers and teapot. Some of the young people had never ever seen, didn't even know that you had such a thing as tea strainers and teapots, things like that. There's just so much for them to learn from the elderly people. And vice versa, elderly people have learnt how to go on the internet and all order shopping and things like that from the young people. So we realised that that's, you know, a really good project. We also had an idea for, a young person said that there's a lot of elderly people that are not connected by social media and networks like that. So this young person decided that he felt that it would be good if we had like a newsletter that went out across the community. So again, we worked with Janine on another project to develop a newsletter. And the newsletter's been developed, and the first one went out to the New Addington Carnival. Don't know if you know, but it's an annual carnival and stuff. So that was handed out then. And we're hoping to be developing the next issue, because we've only actually done one issue of that. Again, it'll be handed out in Energetic and Wise. So people that are not actually on the computer and not don't read Facebook and don't find out about what's going on in their area, all this information, because the local paper also is working with the young person to put all this information together into a newsletter. So that was another project that's come out of ABCD, which is doing really well. We've got some other projects that we're just working on. We've got a cooking project, which the cooking project we started up, and it was for anyone above the age of 12. So it could be for older members of the generation of the community to come in and work with the younger people to teach them to cook and stuff like that. We thought a way of getting through to like the older people to let them know that there's young people that want to learn to cook. We sort of like mixed the two projects together, Energetic and Wise and cooking, so that the two could help one another a little bit, do you know what I mean? So the younger people were cooking for the older people as well, the younger ones that wanted to do the cooking sort of thing. And and that all seemed to work well. And we've got young people that have overcome fears of like touching meat or eating in front of people and stuff like that. So, you know, there's been lots and lots of really good positive developments that have come out of that. Young people that have to be quite independent, either because their parents have got disabilities or some of them, their parents are not around much, work quite long hours and stuff, and so these young people have to, you know, pretty much make their own evening meals. And 9 times out of 10 have said they'll have beans on toast, cheese on toast, because they don't know how to cook. So we've sort of like introduced lots of different healthy foods and stuff like that, that they, you know, young people saying, I've never tasted a tomato, and stuff like that's quite shocking, that you think, oh my god, just something as basic as a tomato, but yeah, or not knowing what a kiwi was and things like that. So there's been lots and lots of personal development for these young people, just doing the cooking project, not even just talking about health and safety in the kitchen, the budget, you know, how much it costs to buy these meals and what they're making and what would cost. How can we keep the cost down low, but we want, you know, them to be able to have the healthy food. So they look into all of that and plan all of that in each cooking session. So while they're waiting for their food to cook, they'll be planning the following week of what they're going to cook and what they think would work and, you know, what they'll learn from it budget-wise and stuff like that. Some of the young people have helped the volunteers to go and get the shopping. So it also gives them an insight into where do you go, what do you use, you know, how everything, just so much goes into it. So that's just another project that has come out of ABCD that has been really positive and just helped so many young people and helped them to improve their lives, really, I think, because, you know, especially now when they come in and say, yeah, last week we made prawn or chicken chow mein. They could choose what they wanted because I wasn't sure how they'd be with prawn. And they were like, I actually went home and made it for my dad, like this young girl. Her mum died, so she just lives with her dad, and she said, like, we don't normally have food like that or anything, she said, but she went home and told her dad all what stuff we used and everything, bean sprouts and all the different vegetables that we put in and stuff like that, and she said her dad went and got it for her and said, okay, now you can make it and show him how to make it, and she was really chuffed with herself, just so, like, and she's 12. Do you know what I mean? So it's lovely just to know that, you know, she felt quite confident to go on and do that meal again, and hopefully that's something that she'll do with most of the stuff she's learnt from the cooking project. So yeah, I've got a couple of other projects in up my sleeve that I'm thinking about, because I'm finding that there's a lot of girls come into our youth club currently at the moment, and they struggle to cope with the way some of the boys are. The boys are quite boisterous and make them feel a little bit intimidated, and sometimes knock their confidence when they try to play pool, the boys make fun of them, stuff like that. So I'm finding that, you know, there's a bit of a need for a girls project to try and empower these girls and make them feel more confident in their youth club, so that they can come in and have like some time where there's no boys about and they can play pool and learn to play pool confidently and, you know, do makeup and nails, because that's another thing. The boys are always like, we're doing like makeup and nails in the youth club, and the boys are like, oh my God, I don't know why you're bothering, you're ugly anyway and stuff like this, and you just think, oh God. But if we can find a way of, you know, getting the girls to sort of like, you know, like themselves, enjoy doing these sort of things, and, you know, take a personal interest in helping one another, and they can all learn from one another, I just think it would be a really good idea and a way of empowering the girls, because I've been in youth work for 17, 18 years now, and my experience is a lot of youth work is very male orientated. There's always lots going on for the boys and not quite half as much going on for the girls. But it's not the fact that, it's not the kind of activities, because we offer stuff that, you know, hopefully would suit both. But I just find the girls want to play football and they want to join in some of these activities, but just don't feel confident when the boys are around, because the boys just make fun of them and stuff like that. So then they sort of take a step back and they don't tend to come to the club for long, or, you know, it's just, or like some of them want to go and do dance and music, and they're always saying to me, have we got like a quiet area? I'm like, yeah, you can do it there, it's fine. And they're like, no, I want to go somewhere where the boys can't see us. Do you know what I mean? And I can understand that. So yeah, that's one of my next projects, what I want to sort of do. But I think ABC's done an awful lot, not just for Tynebridge and the youth club itself. They've done an awful lot for lots of members of the community. I mean, the fact that we got recently, I've got about 5 new volunteers that have come through wanting to get involved in voluntary work in the club for their community. So some of the new projects that we've started up We've got all these new volunteers that have come through doing the new projects, like the newsletter or the cooking project.